This is the Motoring Minute Weekly News, Saturday, 28th of August 2021, with a roundup of all that is new or interesting in the Australian automotive landscape. News this week that Hyundai has deployed 5 zero-emission Nexo hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicles into the Queensland Government fleet to sit alongside the 20-strong Nexo fleet that's already operating in the ACT. Hydrogen fuel cars would be the answer to things such as range anxiety and recharging times, as the Nexo has a range of 660 kilometres plus, with a refuelling time of 3 to 5 minutes in a futuristic compact SUV. It has an ANCAP 5-star safety rating and the latest autonomous driving capability, as well as smart driving assistance systems. Nexo is the first hydrogen-powered car in Australia from Hyundai, the company that pioneered the mass production of fuel cell electric vehicles. There are more new vehicles this week, with the all-new Renault Arkana arriving in Australia, following on from sales success in Europe with well over 20,000 orders taken since March this year. The Arkana is a new generation SUV coupe style with distinctive and sporty design. Arkana has a stylish interior with premium finishes and the latest in technology, including a floating 9.3-inch vertical touchscreen that mirrors smartphone connectivity and is supported by a suite of advanced driver assistance systems. The all-new Renault Arkana starts from just $33,990 plus on-road costs and has been awarded a 5-star ANCAP safety rating. For those amongst us that love our dual cab four-wheel drive utes, and there are many, the upcoming launch of the Nissan Navara Pro 4X Warrior is something to look forward to. When Premcar and Nissan say the Navara Pro 4X Warrior is made for Australia, it's more than just rhetoric. The new homegrown hero has been subjected to tens of thousands of kilometres of testing over every challenging landscape this country can produce to ensure it's up for anything its owners can throw at it. This includes a 12-month development program that's seen the Navara Pro 4X Warrior put through its paces at the Australian Automotive Research Centre, which the military used to ensure its vehicles are tough enough. There's a high-speed circuit, a noise calibration surface, off-road tracks and durability circuits. Alongside that, Premcar has spent more than 3 months testing in Victoria's Big Desert Wilderness Park. Having driven there, I know that it's famed for a lot of different terrain, including smooth gravel roads for high-speed testing, really rutted muddy tracks, sand dunes and sand tracks, as long as deep corrugations. Basically everything Australia can throw at you for off-roading. Now, for those who prefer some automotive history, Shannon's has again some unique cars for auction. There are two great 70s VW Beetles, including a two-owner 1976 Superbug. This has the 1600cc twin-port engine and it's finished in eye-catching factory citrus red colour. It was one of the very last Australian-made VWs. Or there's a more spectacular drop-top 1970 Volkswagen Beetle Carmen Cabriolet. For the purists, there is a stunning 1962 Australian-delivered Type 1 Volkswagen Carmen Ghia Coupe, an absolutely beautiful car, coming to auction fresh from a high-quality restoration and fitting with Mako disc brake conversion. There are two VW Combis. First, a highly desirable and sought-after 1963 split-window microbus and a 1976 camper van. The 1963 Type 2 microbus was imported in refurbished condition from South Africa early this year and is fitted with a 1600cc engine upgrade. The even more desirable 1976 Volkswagen Combi camper received a bare metal restoration completed approximately 5 years ago by a Combi enthusiast. And to round out the Volkswagen auctions, there is a great example of a 1969 Myers Manx Beach Buggy featuring the shortened Beetle platform with twin-port 1600cc VW boxer engine. And for the bike enthusiasts, there are four fabulous classic Kawasaki's, an early sandcast Honda CB750, a Honda CB1100 homologation special, and six collectible British bikes. And lastly for this week, we see that Audi has channeled video game manufacturers to provide a better customer buying experience. Using technology from the video game industry, the new Audi configurator allows customers to virtually take a seat in their configured vehicle in real time. Decisions such as which model will it be, is it an internal combustion engine or electric drive system, and what about the exterior, the paint, the wheels, would you like the S-Line version, are there any special preferences for the interior, what about entertainment options and driver assistance systems. Consultations of this kind not only take place at Audi dealers, but also millions of times on Audi websites, and now you can do it in real time. This has been a Motoring Minute Weekly News, I'm Rob Fraser.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now anyauto.com.au for the latest auto news and reviews.